Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, come over here at 5:08. We'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. There's an article detailing a little history of the jack-o'-lantern, and they weren't originally pumpkins.
I did know this.
Do you know what they originally were?
I do, and that's the only good use for them, turnips.
Correct.
Yeah.
How do you make a turnip into a jack-o'-lantern?
With skill, Miles.
You can have a paring knife. Carving other vegetables was a big deal. Vegetation. And then for some reason in America, we really were like, we like the pumpkins.
It's bigger and it's probably easier than a turnip.
We want to eat the turnips.
No, see, we got that backwards. Like, eat the pumpkin, do whatever with it.
My neighbor, big into fish in the Grateful Dead.
Okay.
Nice. He said, I got something you got to try. And I was like, all right. So I go over to his house. He's just got weed. But he's got a hollowed out cucumber. Have you guys ever smoked weed out of a cucumber?
You know what? Last week.
It is unbelievable.
It's refreshing.
It's refreshing.
It is unbelievable. The smoke is cold. It's clear.
No kidding.
It's really different.
Okay.
I've done different fruits. Never a cucumber. Not that that's a fruit. Technically, it is. It's got
seeds.
It
is a fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That counts.
Mm-hmm. You prefaced it the correct way, though. Yeah. He's a big fish guy. Loves the dead.
Smokes weed out of cucumbers.
Right, he's sitting at home.
He's trying everything. Yeah, exactly. He's trying it all.
If it's an apparatus that he can make, he's done it. According to experts, walking is good for you, and walking backwards can actually add to the benefits.
Mm-hmm. Are you serious?
Yep.
I
literally read this yesterday. Oh, crap. Was it Julianne Moore? One of these older actresses.
Is she considered old now?
Older.
Okay.
If you're old enough to play a mom in Hollywood, you're old, right?
Damn it.
But she was saying, and I believe it's her. It might be someone else. But she was saying, yeah, one of the things I do, man, is walk backwards. And I'm like, what are you talking about? But apparently, it kind of reinvigorates your brain.
That's exactly right.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's your reverse mechanism on your legs, but your brain has to think and work to get this, because it's not normal.
And she literally said, do it uphill.
You ever seen an out-of-shape defensive back?
No.
Ah. Well, so their career's running backwards.
Yeah, you know what? That is a good point.
That is a really good position in football for a reason.
Yeah.
I'm going to start walking backwards, Mike.
Attaboy.
Right out of this room.
Think I helped Michael
Goodbye.
Jackson. Does the moonwalk count?
I'm just being healthy.
And he's gone.
And he's gone.
And he actually left. He just left.
More and more Asian hornet sightings are happening in Ireland.
Oh, leave the Irish alone.
Get out of here.
What are you doing here?
We don't want you.
Where are our own Irish hornets?
It's too cold for you to be.
Back away. I've already got the fair skin.
Right, bug off.
We got enough to worry about here.
I saw one in the pub. Yeah, as big as a shillelagh.
That's right.
What's sake? Right.
The Irish just insult them until they leave.
What, you gonna sting me with a little stinger, okay?
What you gonna do with that there, lad?
If it stings you, there's only one way to solve it. Whiskey.
Whiskey. Just part right on it. It's gonna feel good. Burns.
I'm going over there next year. If I get stung by a goddamn Asian hornet while I'm in Ireland, I'm going to be pissed.
Multicultural.
Let me ask you this. What makes you Asian? What part are you from?
What is your last name, mate?
Are you an Indian Asian or a Japanese Asian? Chinese? What are we doing?
Oh, that's pretty good. It's just some drunk guy talking to a hornet.
He's just having it out. Pull up a pint, let's have a chalk.
He split the G.
Bottoms up, lad.
Good to have you.
Good to have you here.
It's gone from hate to like, I love this bastard.
We're going to domesticate the harnet. We're going to make you a nice fella. Why does the world hate you so? We'll find out. Now he's Canadian. Let's put your thinking caps on, boys. Time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. It is a B word.
Bitch.
It is a verb, and I give you guys a 90%. 90%.
Big bitch.
That's not a verb.
It's an adjective.
It's an adjective. Damn it.
Bigger bitch.
Big breasted bitches.
90% success chant, a B word that is a verb, I'm sorry. No, it's an adjective. My bad. It is an adjective. I didn't change that part of my setup there. It's an adjective used to describe something that happens twice a year or something that happens every 2 years.
Bicentennial.
Biannual.
Biannual.
Bicentennial would be 210.
Yep.
Back to Palm Springs.
He goes.
Really, yeah. Looking forward to bye week.
Go there twice a year.
200 years, you say no.
The second 100 were the fun ones.
Yeah.
That's right. Those were the good ones. A lot of potatoes. A new study found that a mother's voice can boost the language center development in preemie babies.
Oh, no kidding.
Hey there, Junior. You're going to be fine.
You ever met an Asian hornet, have you? Well, yeah, that's why they tell the mom to talk to their belly, right?
Split the G there, lad.
Just look at you. Smaller than a pint. You're healthy, huh?
The preemie baby.
The preemie, Jesus.
You showed up early. That's not the Irish way. You gotta be a few minutes late. Oh, jeez. More than 100 endangered hellbenders have recently been released into the wild in Ohio.
And what are hellbenders?
I looked this up. They're salabenders, basically.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know, Google. A hellbender?
Hellbender.
That's a hell of a name.
How do they help the environment? Do we know?
I don't know. But, okay. You know, they're always good for, like, curbing insects and whatnot. Like, reptiles and salamanders. I don't think that they count as reptiles. I think they're actually amphibians. But they
affect but the salamander, it's definitely it's a amphibian.
Right.
They're large. So
they're large.
People also ask, is the hellbender venomous? Although they are large and slimy, contrary to popular belief, hellbenders are not poisonous or venomous. In fact, they're quite harmless. They're just disgusting looking.
All right.
Is the hellbender the same as a mud puppy?
So no. Why do they call you a hellbender, lad?
Put up a stool next to the hornet.
We're just going to talk to all the animals out here today. It's going to be fun. Fun fact, the brain possesses a, quote, dual navigation system for risky decisions and uncertainty.
What all right. Mean? There's just like both sides? Like, this is a bad idea.
Yeah, a couple ways that we can go through it.
It is a bad idea, but do this.
Is it like, I don't know, going through that haunted house and like...
Yeah.
My brain
fight or flight, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, okay, here's the difference. We're in a controlled haunted house.
Yeah.
So it's quote unquote fight. If we were just walking through a house and that S actually happened, I'm out, bro.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
You're not
right.
Walking in the house in the first place.
No. You can tell
there's
me it's a haunted
damn
house.
There's a demon on top of it.
I might walk in. But once one thing pops out of the wall, like, I'm out.
Right.
Guys, do your thing.
Later.
I still don't know how Phil and I got put up front of that.
Neither do I. You guys just went first.
Well, I realized I was up front, so I'm like, well, you can't be a bitch about it, man. I do not want to be the first, but I'm like, all right, just go.
There's a lot just behind you screaming like a banshee.
God
damn it.
I swore you were going to start taking swings, Ted.
I realized at one point I just had my fist up.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
the Browns, outside of
you know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
First pitch is in about a half hour, but a woman in Liverpool wanted to memorialize her late father, but might have overdone it just a little bit there,
Mike. What did you do, Mike?
Dial about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today is a bit of a weird shot. So today we're going to toast 74-year-old Paul Daniel Freely, a.k.a. Ace Freely, original lead guitarist, occasional lead vocalist, and founding member of the band Kiss. I cannot believe that I'm about to say this. I became a Kiss fan when I was 7 or 8 years old. They got me into real music, as it were, rock music. It's been that way ever since. Ace Frehley passed away earlier today at the age of 74 in Morristown, New Jersey. Maybe you know, maybe you don't. He was preparing to go on tour a couple of weeks ago. Then he took a fall in his studio. I want to say it was two or 3 weeks ago. What we did not know is that when he took this fall, because they called it minor injuries, he ended up with a brain bleed. Then they put him on life support. He was brain dead. As far as we know, he'd been brain dead maybe 24 hours, but his family had to make the decision, essentially, to pull him off of life support, which is what they did. And Ace Frehley has ended up passing, I would just say, as a Kiss fan. He was easily my favorite member of the band.
Yeah, me too.
Without question. And the crazy thing, and I'm not making this up, Miles is wearing the Ace Frehley shirt. Basically, his image from Ace Frehley's solo album that came out in 78.
Yeah.
You're wearing it today. Ace Frehley passed today.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I basically take it personally, and I will leave it at that. So to Ace, man. Damn, I feel old. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.